This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like you to know that highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will be in effect beginning today. The frozen road law allows vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for highway winter maintenance and certain forest products to carry more weight. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. You can find more info at wisconsindot.gov. Saturday, February 28th, beginning at 3 p.m., John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill is hosting a party for John's birthday and his last day in business as the bar has been sold. There's going to be cheap drinks, making the last of what food they have, and raffling stuff off. They also mentioned that you can bring a dish to pass if you would like. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 28th. At 3 p.m. over at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill over in Phillips. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for the locations of black bear dens to help with their ongoing study about black bear reproduction. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
When driving in the winter, it's important to remember these tips. Stay updated on the weather, check your tires and pressure, clear snow and ice from all sides of your car and the roof and hood, keep fuel at least half full, carry an emergency kit with an ice scraper, blankets, jumper cables, and other necessities, and drive with care, especially on snowy or wet roads. Remember, the road you trust in the summer may not be as safe in the winter. You can find more tips at nhtsa.gov. Saturday, February 21st, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's a spaghetti fundraiser supporting the VFW over at the VFW post in Mercer. Dinner prices are adults $15, children $8, and tickets can be bought in advance or at the door. There's going to be 50-50 raffles, basket raffles, beer, wine, soda, and water available. Come out and enjoy a great meal and support our veterans. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 21st from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the VFW post in Mercer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans.
I'm Austin Bermain, and these have been your local news highlights on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet stationed with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested, and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terror threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. Attorney General positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, "Sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever," end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin skates to the finals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hockey. The Badgers women's team takes on Ohio State tomorrow at the Anderson Arena in the WCHA finals. Face-off 2 p.m. Mark Johnson could become the first ever college hockey head coach with 700 career wins.
You know, and hockey, you know, maybe unlike other sports, is unique because if I have a goaltender that is really good on a particular day, I might have a chance. It's become very much more competitive than it's ever been.
NFL former Packers president Bob Harlan has passed away. In 2020, I asked him for his reaction to the team drafting quarterback Jordan Love the night before. He remembered Favre and Rodgers.
And both decisions turned out to be two of the best decisions in the history of the organization. So well, I think you should sit back and let time go by and see where it is. And what the future holds, you can't make a judgment on draft day.
Bob Harlan was 89. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, more rain, scattered thunderstorms, and then things will change over to a little snow late tonight, or low down to 30 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temps in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.